So we know that LSU quarterback Walker Howard has entered the transfer portal, but the new news is that now we know where he's going. We'll get into that and so much more on today's edition of Locked On LSU.
You are Locked On LSU, your daily podcast on the LSU Tigers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Well, thank you for making Locked On LSU your first listen every day. We are free and available wherever you get your podcast. Plus, we're on YouTube as well. So just search Locked On LSU in the YouTube search bar. Hit that subscribe button and you won't miss a single second of your Locked On LSU content. My name is Caroline Fenton and I am your host, as I am every day. Graduated from LSU. I've been covering LSU sports since 2016, and I now host a sports talk radio show in Nashville, Tennessee. Locked On LSU, of course, we are part of the Locked On Network, your team every day. So we learned that Walker Howard has entered the transfer portal, and ever since then, we've gotten so much insight from schools that he was visiting, of some of the recruiting gurus and where they had a good feeling of where he was going to go. He visited Ole Miss this past weekend, also visited TCU. And then there was also, you know, Florida thrown around in there, Auburn thrown around in there. But it seemed to me that TCU and Ole Miss were the two most likely candidates. But we learned today that Walker Howard has decided to commit to Ole Miss. And I know that all LSU fans are feeling some type of way about that. And I want to get into that coming up next about how LSU fans can interpret that, how they should interpret that. But I want to focus on Walker Howard's path first before we get into that. Because Walker Howard, you know, I always say there are usually three reasons why players decide to enter the transfer portal. One, and I think the most common one, is that they want more playing time. That they don't see a path to success or at least getting as much playing time as they'd like. So they say, I'll go somewhere where my position is needed. Two is NIL, leaving for more money, getting better opportunities financially elsewhere. And three is very understandable when there's a coaching change, when you want to either follow that coach or you want to go to a coach that recruited you out of high school. So, you know, a coaching change, NIL, and opportunities to play. Walker Howard, I believe, transferred for an opportunity to play. So transfers into Ole Miss. So why that decision is a little puzzling to me is because I thought that Walker Howard would have gone into a situation, if he wanted playing time and an opportunity to compete, where there wasn't a quarterback competition, or there wouldn't be a quarterback competition, rather. Because he's going into Ole Miss, where he will be competing with the quarterback incumbent in Jackson Dart. He's not stepping into a situation where he is automatically the starter. I can only imagine that Lane Kiffin and that entire Ole Miss coaching staff, which now includes Pete Golding as a defensive coordinator, went from Alabama to Ole Miss, which is just, you know, Lane Kiffin is just making a collection of an island of misfit former Saban assistants, but that's a different story for a different day. But he's going into a situation where he's not automatically the starter. Now, I looked at TCU and Ole Miss to be the two most likely landing spots. TCU, of course, the obvious tie there with Jack Besh. Ole Miss was brought up, and of course, going into Lane Kiffin's system, that works great for a quarterback like Walker Howard. And look at Matt Corral. Matt Corral, I don't think, was a quarterback that anyone really expected to do much. And then Lane Kiffin's system transformed him into a quarterback that eventually got drafted, I believe, in the third round of the NFL draft. So that's just what this Lane Kiffin system does. It's very pass heavy. It puts up a lot of points. It's good for a quarterback who wants to really show off what they can do. So that makes sense. The system that he's going into makes sense. The offense that he's going into, it makes sense. What quarterback wouldn't want to play in an offense where they'll have the opportunity to show off what their arm can do a whole heck of a lot. So, but I still think it's puzzling that he's going into a situation, leaving a situation at LSU where he didn't see the opportunity to compete, which is fair. You know, he's third in line behind Jaden Daniels and Garrett Nussmeier. But he's going into a situation where Jackson Dart was the starter this past year. And Jackson Dart already won that job in the past. Don't forget that Luke Altmyer going into the 2022 season was kind of the consensus guy to be the starter. Remember, Jackson Dart transferred into Ole Miss from USC. Luke Altmyer was the guy who's from Mississippi, who had been at Ole Miss, and Jackson Dart ultimately ended up winning the job. So that seems like a pretty secure job. And I know that Lane Kiffin is going to say, you know, all of these quarterbacks are going to have the opportunity to compete. That's probably the exact reason why Walker Howard decided to go to Ole Miss, is because he saw a path to be able to at least compete for that starting job or have a better opportunity to see the field as the number two guy more than he would as the number three scout team guy that he would be at LSU. But Jackson Dart is a fine quarterback. He's had his issues. You know, if you look at Jackson Dart's numbers, he had a bit like, if you just look at the stat sheet, he had a pretty good season. You know, he completed about 62% of his passes, threw just shy of 3,000 yards, was turnover prone, 20 touchdowns to 11 interceptions, was able to show off what he could do with his legs, ran for 614 yards and a touchdown this season. That's a lot. That is a lot, especially in this pass-heavy offense that I know Lane Kiffin wants to run. But I think the critique with Jackson Dart here is that he was very hot and cold. That was my assessment of Jackson Dart, that he would show flashes, he would do good things, he would make, you know, really good risky throws, and then he would turn around and throw a dumb interception. There would be games where he was just electric, and then there would be games where he'd look very meek, and he would look like he didn't look great. You know, look at the LSU game, for example. Jackson Dart was almost completely shut down in the second half. So Walker Howard does have a clear path to be able to compete for the starting job. And even if it is Jackson Dart's job to lose and Walker Howard is the backup, that, you know, that's his opportunity to at least see the field. You know, knock on wood, if Jackson Dart goes down with an injury, then Walker Howard's the guy. That's more of an opportunity, or at least more of a hope of an opportunity, than he would get at LSU. So he's going into a very pass-heavy system with Lane Kiffin. He's going to be working within that entire offensive system with a very smart offensive mind in Lane Kiffin and that entire coaching staff. He's going into an opportunity where he'll at least be able to compete. And I think overall, you know, looking at Jackson Dart, looking at the incumbent, it's not an impossible job for him to lose. And looking at both Dart and with Walker Howard, they were both very similar quarterbacks coming out of high school. Jackson Dart is a 4-star quarterback coming out of high school. Similar builds, you know, coming out of high school. Jackson Dart, 6'3", 215. Walker Howard, just a little bit smaller, 6'1", 195. Walker Howard also kind of on that 4-5-star cusp. The same thing as Jackson Dart. Very similar skill set, similar builds. Where they've got good arms. They are mobile. Maybe not legitimate, you know, dual threat quarterbacks, but quarterbacks that absolutely are elusive and mobile. So they have a very similar skill set. So even if Walker Howard doesn't win that starting job, he'll be able to be behind a guy and learn from a guy who has the starting job and is very similar style to his. But coming up next, breaking down even more of how difficult of a decision this was for Walker Howard and what we as LSU fans can learn from that. I'll get into that coming up next. But before we do that, I want to tell you about BetOnline.net, because BetOnline.net is your number one source for sports betting information, stats, news, and analysis. BetOnline.net is the best because you can wager, you can learn more about what you're wagering on. There's plenty of podcasts, there's analysis, there's articles, there's plenty of ways to become a smarter better and a smarter fan. So get the latest odds and trends for every professional and amateur league out there. There's pro football. We're in the playoffs, baby. We're in the divisional round of the playoffs this weekend. There's basketball, both at the NBA and at the college level. We're in conference play, and it's heating up, and it's getting so fun. You can get it all at betonline.net. Always the fastest and the easiest way to get your betting information. So head to the website today or use a mobile device to learn more. BetOnline, where the game starts. Well, thanks again for making Locked On LSU your first listen every day. Make sure you check out our brand new podcast, Locked On College Basketball. Everything that you need to know about college basketball all in one place. Plus, hear from the big name experts, insiders, coaches, and players. Locked On College Basketball, available on YouTube and wherever you get your podcasts. So again, Walker Howard, we know that Walker Howard had entered the transfer portal, and now it is official as of today. Walker Howard will be taking his talents to Oxford. Walker Howard has officially committed to Lane Kiffin and Ole Miss. And I can't imagine that this was a very easy decision for Walker Howard to make. I always boast and brag about LSU being a place where there's some kids that you just don't have to recruit to, because some kids are just born loving LSU. Some kids are just, you know, and I would say most kids in Louisiana, 99.9% of the players in Louisiana, I can only imagine, grow up their entire lives dreaming of playing for the LSU Tigers. That's such a wonderful privilege that LSU has that a lot of other SEC schools don't. That, they, you know, LSU is the school. LSU is the spot. There are so many players that don't even think about playing it anywhere else other than LSU. Alabama, you know, you've got two powerhouse programs in that state, Alabama and Auburn. Florida, I mean, I could rattle off all of the wonderful programs in the state of Florida. Miami, University of Florida, Florida State. South Carolina has to compete with Clemson. Texas, I mean, just, you know, how much time do we have to rattle off all of the wonderful schools and programs and opportunities within the state of Texas? LSU is lucky to have that privilege and to be able to have the presence and adoration across the entire state where kids want to play there. I think Walker Howard was one of those kids. Walker Howard's dad played at LSU. And my dad played college football. And I grew up obsessed with the team that my dad played for in college. Walker Howard's probably the same way. He grew up in Lafayette. You know, he's only a couple hours away from Baton Rouge. He's a local kid. He is that prototype of when you look at a recruit coming out of high school, you're like, oh, that kid's going to LSU. It's done. Signed, sealed, delivered. He's going to LSU. And in the kind of goodbye message that he posts on Twitter, I think you can tell just how hard it was. And maybe I'm overanalyzing this, and maybe it's just like the emotionalness in me, that's not a word, that makes me like take so much feeling out of this, but Walker Howard took to Twitter and said, as a kid, I always dreamed of playing at LSU. I never imagined being anywhere else. When things happen in life, we have to adjust and keep moving forward. And then he talks about his decision to leave LSU. He said it was the best spot for me to grow. It was a very difficult decision for me and my family, and I'm sure it was. He's an LSU legacy. I mean, that's a decision that you and your family have to make together, and that's got to be hard. He said, I can't explain how thankful I am for all the relationships that I have built at LSU. And I totally believe that. I mean, I'm sure he's got a very solid friend group and solid relationships with a lot of guys on that team. I mean, heck, his Twitter picture is a picture of him and Will Campbell at the end of the year banquet. I mean, that's special. That's sweet. Walker Howard is one of those players where LSU is everything. LSU means everything to them. So when I see all of these LSU fans take to Twitter and bash on Walker Howard for his decision to leave and his decision to go to Ole Miss, it makes me really sad, honestly. And I get it. I know that it would have been so much easier for us to swallow if Walker Howard would have gone to TCU. Out of sight, out of mind. You don't see him on a yearly basis. He's not an in-division rival. And going to Ole Miss almost feels like you're getting betrayed. Like, oh my, like you say you grew up an LSU fan, and you're going to turn around and go to Ole Miss, and we're going to have to play you every year? What the heck, man? I understand a little bit of jealousy that there might be felt there. I understand the feeling of betrayal. Like, you are supposed to be one of our guys. But I think we need to remember just how hard this move was for Walker Howard and the fact that it has literally nothing to do with LSU. It has nothing to do with him being unhappy with LSU. It has everything to do with himself. Because as much as, you know, I think Walker Howard loves LSU, as much as you and I love LSU, there are some things that are more important than that. And Walker Howard's dream of, I'm sure, eventually playing in the NFL one day might have to take priority over his love and his dream of always playing for LSU. So when I hear people saying, you know, what's the difference between Walker Howard and Eli Ricks? Well, I'll tell you what it is. First of all, the vitriol toward Eli Ricks, like, I get it. I know. You leave LSU to go to Alabama. That's the biggest middle finger that you could give to it, to the LSU to LSU fans. I get it. I know. But, like, just the absolute hatred for Eli Ricks is unnecessary. I understand. I get it. But the difference between Eli Ricks and Walker Howard is that Eli Ricks was a legitimate starter on this team. Eli Ricks was a cornerstone of the defense. Walker Howard, on the other hand, is not that for the offense. Could he have grown into that? Sure, absolutely. But was he that? No. No, he ran scout team. And that's not a knock on Walker Howard. It's just that's the reality of it, is he was a true freshman. He knew he was going to sit his first year. And you have two quarterbacks with more experience than he did that were your starter and your backup. So it's Eli Ricks, a legitimate starter, an All-American, versus a Walker Howard who was working his way up the depth chart. The second thing is that Eli Ricks came out and said, amongst all the rumors, he said, I'm not going anywhere. I'm not leaving LSU. And then turns around and left LSU. So a lot of fans were leaving with their hands up like, what the heck? You just said you weren't leaving. Walker Howard made no such promise. The only promise that was made, or really not even a promise, but just a statement that was made, was from Brian Kelly after the Citrus Bowl, saying that he felt really confident that all three quarterbacks were going to stay through the spring. Walker Howard didn't say that. Walker Howard didn't come out and say, no, I'm not transferring. The third thing is, Walker Howard is leaving for an opportunity. Walker Howard is leaving for the opportunity to compete, for the opportunity to see the field. With Jaden Daniels and Garrett Nussmeier coming back to LSU in 2023, there's not much of an opportunity for Walker Howard. So he had to prioritize himself and his playing time and his exposure and his development as a quarterback over sitting the bench at LSU for another year. Something that he was on board with for 1 year. But in year two, he's like, look, man, I got to start getting some experience. I got to start growing as a quarterback. There's not much growth that I can get just, running scout team. There's not much growth that I can get holding a clipboard on the sidelines and wearing a hat. Eli Ricks, on the other hand, he was getting experience and opportunities, every opportunity he could get at LSU. He just left LSU when it got uncomfortable. When Ed Orgeron got fired, he wanted to go someplace more stable, which I don't blame him for that. But he went seeking a better opportunity, or not even for himself, but a more stable opportunity, rather. And I don't fault him for that. But I think I understand Walker Howard's situation just a little bit more. Of, look, I'm trying to go to the NFL. I was one of the most, prized and coveted recruits in the 2022 class. People want me, and I want to play. I'm not just going to sit here on my butt on the bench. So that's the difference. And I think it's a really bad look from the LSU fan base, just totally ripping on Walker Howard. You don't have to be happy that he's transferring. I'm not. I'm scared. I don't want him to go to Ole Miss. He's a great player from all of the evaluations that we've seen from high school. And remember, it's all potential with Walker Howard. It's all potential, and it's all about him being a prospect. So I was excited about the potential of Walker Howard. I was excited about what this offense could have become whenever his day did come. And I'm sad that we won't get to see that. You don't have to be happy that he's leaving. But the mean things that I've seen being said about Walker Howard, it's a bad look for this fan base. Walker Howard loves LSU. I believe he really still does. You don't have to be jumping up and down for him. You don't have to be happy that LSU is losing, one of its highest rated quarterbacks in quite some time now. But, I mean, chill with the comparisons to Eli Ricks and chill with the vitriol on Twitter. Walker Howard's a great player. And when he's in a red and blue and white uniform, I wish him nothing but the worst. Everything else, wish him nothing but the best. But of course, it is a mailbag Wednesday, so we'll get into your questions. I've got questions from all across the board. I'll get to as many questions as I possibly can this week. We'll get into those questions coming up next. All right, it is a mailbag Wednesday. So remember, every single Wednesday, I will be reading off your questions. And you are more than welcome to send in those questions at any time and however you would like. You can comment them below on the YouTube channel. You can tweet them at CarolineFenton1 is my personal Twitter. Or you can tweet them at the show account at LockedOnLSU. You can DM those questions however you'd like to get those questions in. Send them in. I write them down. I pick my favorites of the week. And the questions that I don't get 1 week, I'll get to the next week. So let's get into it because it is a Mailbag Wednesday and y'all have got questions. This question I thought was really interesting, and I think it's something that I want to get into even further on a podcast in the future. So shout out to the person who sent in this question. This question is, who is the best recruit coming in 2023? And I think that there are a couple different ways that I could answer this question, because the best recruit, you could go off of recruiting rankings. If I'm going to do that, you have to say Zalen Hurd, offensive tackle recruit coming in from Neville in Monroe. He's a 5-star. He's the highest rated recruit in LSU's class in 2023. But I think the real question is, who is the most impactful recruit? Who is going to be the most important recruit? And there are so many different ways that you could answer that question. Zalen Hurd absolutely is in that conversation. But offensive line right now doesn't seem like the biggest position of need. I think that this offensive line is going to take leaps and bounds forward with Will Campbell in his second year, Emory Jones in his second year, building upon what they already did in their freshman years. And of course, depth is never a bad thing. Depth is never a bad thing. So Zalen Hurd can be in that conversation as most important recruit. I think Javion Taviano absolutely can be in that conversation. Because when looking at most important recruit, in my mind, I'm balancing a few different things between positions of need, how highly rated that player is, their readiness to contribute in 2023. Javion Taviano, I think, checks all of those boxes. Cornerback was one position of need, probably one of the most important positions of need that LSU had in this offseason. Javion Taviano was one of the top cornerback recruits in the country. And when we talked to John Garcia Jr., he said Javion Taviano is going to be one of those guys that can contribute to your team right away. So I think that's huge. That's important. And he's going to be impactful for this team because it's a position of need and because he can be ready. I'm not saying that he is ready. I haven't seen him in practice, but he does have the experience behind him to be able to be ready to contribute to this team right away. So I think Javion Taviano can be in the conversation. Deshaun Womack absolutely can be in the conversation, seeing as though edge rusher is a position of need. B. Joe Jolari entering the transfer portal. LSU had two edge rushers leave via the transfer portal. They have Braden Swinson coming in from Oregon. Ovi Agufo. I'm so sorry. Ovi Agufo. It's a tough one. It's going to take me some time. Coming in from Texas and Notre Dame. And you also have Deshaun Womack, a 4-star, 5-star, depending on the recruiting, you know, platform that you like to use, coming in as well, that can compete for that position. Very highly rated edge rusher, and also a guy that can compete right away and continue that pipeline of edge rushers year over year over year. You could also argue Shelton Sampson is one of those most important recruits in this class. Because once Shelton Sampson committed to LSU, then so did so many other recruits started to come in. Ricky Collins committed to LSU right after Shelton Sampson committed. Shelton Sampson being one of the top recruits in the state of Louisiana and being from right in LSU's backyard at Catholic High in Baton Rouge, that's important. And that checks one of Brian Kelly's boxes of keeping talented players in state. So you could argue he's one of the most important, considering he's a very highly rated recruit, a 4-star wide receiver, 4-star, 5-star, again, depending on the recruiting platform that you like to use. And he's also a local kid, keeping local talent in state. So I think it's a really interesting question to ask. Who can be the most impactful freshman in this 2023 class, in the 2023 season, and something that I want to continue to talk about as we progress through the offseason. Second question on a Mailbag Wednesday. Does LSU need another quarterback since Walker Howard entered the transfer portal? I chose this question since it's very fitting, considering the theme of the show today of Walker Howard entering the transfer portal. But, and it's an interesting question, and I would answer it like this. Should LSU go get another quarterback to add depth? Yeah. Like, depth is always a good thing. Depth is always good to have. More players means you've got more security, especially at the most important position on the field, the quarterback position. Now, the question remains, where are you going to find that guy? You know, are you going to bring in a guy through the transfer portal who may have left because he wanted another opportunity. Well, how many quarterbacks are going to come into a quarterback room where you're going to be number three, where you're going to be behind your starter and your backup competing for the starting position? You'll be probably that third guy. And then Ricky Collins comes in and plays that, you know, scout team, just developmental role in year one. I don't know of how many guys would be willing to do that. Now, is there a guy out there that looks at LSU's quarterback room and says, I can beat these two guys out? You know, I can do that. Maybe so. I don't see that necessarily being the case. So should LSU get more depth? Sure. I'd love that. That'd be great. Depth is never a bad thing. But let's be realistic here. Do they need that? What kind of message does that send to Jaden Daniels and Garrett Nussmeier? I don't think Jaden Daniels or Garrett Nussmeier are going anywhere. But I do think that if you bring a third guy in, it may send a negative message. When LSU really, you know, you've got your starter, you've got a viable backup in Garrett Nussmeier, a guy who can legitimately compete for the starting job. Should LSU? Sure. Will they? I highly doubt it. I really highly doubt it. But that's going to do it for me today. Thank you for making Locked On LSU your first listen every day. So if you're second listen, check out our brand spanking new podcast, the Locked On College Basketball Podcast. Experts Isaac Shade and Andy Patton, two of the best guys that Locked On has to offer. I love those guys. They bring you everything that you need to know on and off the court. Plus, you can hear from big name experts, coaches, and players throughout the basketball landscape. Locked On College Basketball, available on YouTube and wherever you get your podcasts.